You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX and Crookston on this Friday, September 8th. It's time for the Valley Talk program, and today I'm joined with Randy and the Cub Scout Pac 44 and the Scouts BSA Troop 41, and we're talking about some recruiting and stuff. But first things first, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. It's beautiful weather, and you know, just getting, you know, with school starting, just trying to let kids know about the programs out and available.
Yeah, for sure. And I apologize. I didn't get your last name again.
Prudham. Randy Prudham.
That's right. I did see that. So, of course, Randy Prudham, well, thank you. And you brought some guests as well. And we'll get to them in just a little bit. But first things first, what do you want to talk about on this Friday for our Valley Talk program?
I'd just like to get it out there. We are doing a recruiting event. We're going to meet at the Highland parking lot on Tuesday night, September 12th from 6 to 7, just to kind of get some information out, trying to get people knowing what Cub Scouts and Scouts BSA is all about.
Well, that is great. I mean, it's a great organization. Obviously, we all know about the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts, or the Scouts, pardon me, and just, you know, just... it's good to have some knowledge for somebody maybe didn't know what they're new to town or just forgot that there is a pack right here and a group right here, so a troop, I should say. And so you said this is going to be a little recruiting event, and who is this for then? Exactly what age groups?
The Cub Scouts ranges from boys and girls from kindergarten through fifth grade. We try and really recruit them because it really gets them even more prepared for when they get into the Scouts BSA, and that's from 6th through 12th grade or until you turn 18. And it's, you know, it's a very good program, both of them. I could talk all day about it.
Sure, yeah. Well, first things first, I mean, what really do they do in the Cub Scouts?
The Cub Scouts is for boys and girls, and like I said, in grades K through 5. We do a lot with families, and the Scouts learn many new things, including finding out what they're capable of doing. We do a lot with citizenship and environmental stewardship. We learn different outdoor skills while camping. That really gives the kids confidence that they can handle many different challenges throughout every aspect of their life. And that's what they do. You know, like I said, that's kindergarten through fifth grade. I've seen a lot of kids grow, even my own kids, you know, they're very shy, like, I can't do that, I can't do that, and then they're put into those situations where they're going to, whether it's putting up a tent, whether it's doing a silly skit, or doing something like, well, that was easy, I can do this anytime.
Yeah, well, so. And that's the thing, too, it's not just, you know, what you think of maybe the Scouts, where it's just, like, yeah, like, outdoor survival, or you know, helping old ladies across the street. I mean, granted, that's probably part of it, but there's a lot more to it. It's definitely evolved with the time since, you know, back in the...
Oh, you know, it definitely has. You know, like I said, with the citizenship and everything, environmental stewardship, you know, we are very particular on what we do, and, you know, it's, we have a standard that we have to follow, so...
Mm-hmm. Well, great, yeah, so... So that's the Cub Scouts, and obviously, like I said, that's for the younger ones. And and then so for the Scouts BSA, why don't you give us a little more information about that?
Yeah, and like I said, Scouts BSA is for boys and girls in grades 6 through 12 or until you turn 18. They focus more on personal growth and learning about choices. The Scouts learn even more citizenship roles while providing service to the community. They are also able to choose which path they want to go with different merit badges. And, I mean, these merit badges range from personal development, like citizenships in the world, to cultural studies, like American cultures, American heritage, to careers like farming, plumbing, drafting, auto repair. And they also have, you know, fun ones with hobbies like chess, collecting, and gardening.
Wow, I mean, that's a really good broad one, but as you said, it sounds like it kind of gets a little more niche and specific to each individual. So,
yes.
Well, that's great. I mean, it's nice to have that beginning for those for the Cub Scouts to get out of their shell a little bit, and it sounds like it's an opportunity to kind of not really necessarily figure out exactly what they want to do in life, because they're still very young, obviously, before even college age, it's and then again, it sounds like it gets a little more just specific and detail oriented, and just really a great opportunity for an individual to again, just maybe figure out what they want to do. It sounds like there's a lot of different opportunities and different routes you can go.
Yes, definitely. I mean, especially when you're going, you know, as you're getting to sophomore, junior, mm-hmm. senior, you're not quite sure what career path. I mean, we have it in there. I mean, we even have a radio merit badge where you learn about radio. There's all sorts of different things that can help you decide, you know, your future career.
Wow, that's great. And so, just for maybe if there's anybody asking, is there any cost associated with joining either of these?
There is yearly fees. Mm-hmm. Sadly, like everything else in the world, the fees have gone up.
That happens, yeah.
I just received my recruiting packet today, so I don't have the numbers in front of me. I haven't mm-hmm. had a chance to process through that. But yes, there are recruiting fees, or I shouldn't say recruiting. There are fees that are just a yearly, and it's just a yearly fee, and that takes you for 365 days. And then the only other cost is the different camps.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we provide different camps to go to, and it all depends on the length of stay, food, you know, and everything else, you know, what those camp costs can.
Yeah, and so, do you happen to remember what last year's fee was? Just to get a kind of a base, you know,
it's
rough
estimate. It's going to be about that $100 to $125 mark minimum, okay.
I mean, that's for the whole year.
Yeah, and that's for a year. That's for the year program that gets you, you know, where you can start working on these merit badges. You can start working on these skills. You can start working on all these other things for a year,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then after you get into the first year, we offer a lot of fundraising opportunities where you can, instead of forking out that hundred and some dollars, you can earn it. You can work, you know, doing fundraising and stuff like that.
Well, that's really cool too. I mean, it shows again, the hard work can pay off in a sense and all that.
Yep.
Just good learning opportunity for kids there. So, when does the meetings usually happen? Because I know that's a big thing, obviously, is the attending the meetings and that, right?
Yeah, the Cub Scouts, we usually do every other Monday at Trinity Lutheran Church, meet it from 5:30 to 6:30. And then the Scouts BSA Troop, they meet every Monday at 7 p.m. at Trinity Lutheran Church.
Okay.
And obviously, if we decide to go do some outdoor activities, we're going to let you know in advance, but... you can always find us at Trinity Church on Mondays.
That's pretty simple to remember as well. That's good to hear. And so, before we get to our other guests on the Valley Talk program, just one more time, we want to talk about the event you have coming up here to kind of, again, get you guys more out into the public so people can come see you and ask any questions, right? That's what the main goal
is. Yes. Like I said, I received my recruiting materials from the council and from National today. That has a lot of different information and, like, goes even more in depth.
Yeah.
And then also I will be there. We're going to have some other scouts there to play some games to show that, hey, we have fun with this. This is a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
And then to really engage with the families so they can say, hey, this is not just for the kids. This is also for the families as well. You know, and just to ask questions and kind of get the ball moving.
That's great. Yeah. And I will say way back when, it feels like it's forever ago, I think a couple of decades at this point, I was a Cub Scout for a little bit, I do remember, and it was very fun. I remember getting the booklet, and I was really, you know, I was really into it, and it was very exciting. Unfortunately, just, you know, didn't stick with it as well as I probably should have, and I look back, and I kind of regret it, because I know it's just a very good learning opportunity, and I could have, again, just really figured out maybe what path I want to go to. I didn't always want to be in the radio, and then so who knows where I came from, you know, how I got here. But either way, it is a great opportunity. I know I had a lot of fun when I was younger with the Cub Scouts there. But once again, if you're just tuning into the Valley Talk program, I have Randy Prudham here with Cub Scouts and the Scouts BSA troop in town here. And you know, did I get your official title? I'm thinking about that. I don't know if I did.
I have all
many
sorts
hats.
Of, yeah, many hats. I'm the Cub Master for the pack, for the troop. I'm Assistant Scout Master, Treasurer. It's just many hats.
Yeah.
Just all around. Anything to do with scouting, I think I've done it. So.
Oh, that is great. All right. Well, I think they've been waiting patiently enough. Let's go ahead and check out with our other guests we have. Why don't you go ahead and sit up to the mic there. Who wants to go first? All right, now I think it's you.
Yeah.
All right, let's go.
All right, and what's your name?
Murray Prudham.
Ray Prudham, all right. And, are you in the Scouts?
Yes.
All right, and so I'm guessing, are you in the Cub Scouts then?
Yeah.
How long have you been in the Cub Scouts?
Ever since kindergarten.
All right, and how old are you now?
9 years old.
All right, so a few years here. And, what are some of your favorite activities and things to do with the Scouts?
I really like playing Tales and going to all the camps that we have.
Well, that's really fun. And what type of camps have you done so far?
Winter camp and summer camp.
Wow, what do you do there?
We go swimming. This year I did cast iron cooking. And I play with my friends.
Well, that is great. So you think more people should join the Scouts and have fun with you guys?
Yeah.
Well, that is great. So, that's exciting. So, yeah, good job, by the way. And now we'll move on here to our next guest. And we'll start off with your name.
Odin.
Odin, how old are you?
10.
10. And how long have you been in the Scouts?
I would have to count.
Well, since kindergarten or?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So, that's great. And so what's been some of your favorite parts of being in the Scouts so far?
I like going sledding when we go to winter camp.
Oh, winter camp sledding. That sounds like fun. Go down some big hills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else that you enjoy doing that you think that some other young individuals, some kids in the area would have fun doing? There's a lot, isn't there? Well, how about the meetings? Are the meetings fun?
Yeah.
Yeah? You guys do some fun activities there?
Yeah, like 6:15 to 6:30 is usually a game.
Oh, well, fun. Well, that's always good. Keeps you entertained. So that is great. And so, is there anything else you want to add on before we move on? Is there anything that you remember recently that you've done with Scouts?
No, not really.
That's fine. All right. Well, let's move it over to our next and our last guest over here. And what's your name?
Lennon.
Lennon, and how old are you?
I am 15.
15. All right. So you've been in the Scouts for a while.
Yes.
So now you're in the boys or the BSA, the big group.
Yep.
All right. And so, what are some of your favorite things about that?
I'd say I've made a lot of friends being in Scouts, and I have valued all my friendships that I've made. Yeah. I still have a lot of the friends I made from when I was in Cub Scouts, and I really like going to camps because I get to meet new people and I get to learn new things. But I also like going on backpacking trips because we just get to hike around, walk around, look at the wilderness, and kind of goof off a little bit.
Oh, of course. That's great. And so and that's really awesome that you mentioned that you've made a lot of friends since Cub Scouts as well. This is a great opportunity to make lifelong friends, and that's something that you can obviously hang on to for a long time. So that's really really great to hear that. And so you said some camps. Do you have any specific camps that you've gone to that you've really enjoyed?
I really enjoy summer camp because when you get into the troop, it is a week long instead of, I think it's 3 days.
Okay.
About 3 days, yeah.
And it's longer, so we get to do more activities. We get to have more fun. Wednesday is a free day, so we can just go swimming. We can go hiking. And I really like winter camp because usually we go sledding at probably about 11 o'clock at night the first night when we get there after we get all settled in.
All that is fun. So sounds like, yeah, it's kind of nice for those, the older camps go longer. You can make some more connections and, again, have some more fun. That is that's really great to hear. Well, that's some great experiences that we've been hearing about, and obviously that's kind of what the Scouts are all about, the Cub Scouts and the Scouts BSA, and really just it sounds like it's going to be a great opportunity. This what was the date again that's coming up here?
Tuesday, September 12th.
That's
from
right.
6 to 7 at Highland. And if you can't make it, totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Flyers are going out with my information on it to all the schools, but since my number has been gone out for years, they can call me too at 218-280-0264. Or they can also go on to beascout.org and type in your zip code, and they'll get you even more information. I mean, it's
cool. Just that easy. So that's great. Well, is there anything else you want to add on before we wrap up time?
There was one thing, you know, Marie, as you probably know, she's my daughter. When she said the cast iron cooking, I just remember, yeah, this is her first year. And ever since then, she has learned a lot about cooking. And I mean, I think it's great. She's loved it. And she's been in there. I do most of the cooking, and she's like, hey, Dad, can I cook this? Can I cook this? So, I mean, it just, like I said, that's a prime example of, hey, you were put in this situation. You can do it over a campfire. I bet you can do that over a stove.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and I think that's something that can be pretty proud of is, you know, all of a sudden trying something new and finding a hobby that you enjoy. That is definitely really, really cool. I wish, I don't have any hobbies. I'm kind of bummed out. I don't really got too many cool things that I do like that. I wish I could cook and cast iron. So that is very exciting to hear that. So, again, great opportunities to not only make connections and friends that last a lifetime. You learn a lot of great about, obviously the environment, the world, and about yourself as well.
Yes, so. You do.
It is a great opportunity. So once again, check it out next Tuesday over at Highland there at the parking lot. They're going to have a little information night to meet and greet and get some information about it. And Randy, we thank you for your time. We thank you for everyone coming in. Thank you for being on the air. You did a great job. And thanks for coming on the Valley Talk program.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That'll do with the Valley Talk program for today. You're in tune with the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston.